Kenyans in Nairobi's industrial area are rushing to beat the evening rush hour. A majority of them are casual laborers looking for jobs. Some left early in the morning. Many will walk home, having earned no money. The conversation here is about the upcoming general election. Some young people say they are still undecided.
I'm not voting. I'm angry. We are hustling. They say they want to help us. They say this all the time.
We want change. Nothing has changed yet. We need change.
More than 22 million Kenyans have registered to vote. Most of them are young, but they are also frustrated. They say they have no jobs, the cost of living is unbearable, and they don't trust politicians.
Those vying for electoral positions have been trying to woo young people with lofty promises. Nerima Wako runs a non-profit organization that helps young people to get involved in politics. Some are making an effort. Others say they're not bothered.
The major two coalitions, they are very similar because they focus on the economy a lot. So they both focus on the economy. They both focus on agriculture. They both focus on social welfare. They might use different methods or avenues, but a lot of them mean we need a lot of money. So a lot of youth are concerned about where you're going to get those resources.
The poll suggests two presidential frontrunners, opposition leader Raila Odinga and the deputy president William Ruto, who have made promises to the youth in the past.
So our politics is not delivering to people. It's not putting money in their pockets. It's not giving them a sense of security about their future. They don't believe the politicians. They feel that there's a game being played by these big guys in their helicopters and Prados up there. And that's not always a healthy thing.
People we have talked to say they want leaders who will make their life easier, but they also express doubt it will happen. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.